I have often spoken about the virtues of frugality, of living well below your means, and of saving and investing so compounding can grow your wealth, literally into a few million dollars, even on the most modest of salaries. It's not every day when you hear the words janitor, gas station attendant, and philanthropist describing the same man, but in one famous rags-to-riches story, Ronald Reed, a one-time janitor and gas station attendant from Vermont, amassed an $8 million fortune because of his frugal spending and smart investing habits. Reed drove a second-hand Toyota Yaris, which is a subcompact car that has a sticker price of $15,635 brand new. It delivers 30 miles per gallon in the city and 36 on the highway. Friends remember how he used safety pins to hold his coat together and cut his own firewood even in his 90s. Reed was also a good stock picker who held on to stocks for the long haul. When he died, Reed left $6 million to his local library and hospital, shocking everyone who knew him. Way to go, Reed. Now that's an inspiring story if anyone needs one. Reed's story truly inspires me to make every single one of my clients a Ronald Reed, but it also sort of frustrates me because most of us just aren't going to make those sacrifices every day for a much richer future. Now, Reed is not alone. Just Google the words frugal man donates millions, and you'll learn of Leonard Gagowski, a quiet and frugal man who left $13 million to his alma mater. Leo started his life as a cook in the Navy during World War II. Then he ran a corner grocery store, invested in a nightclub, a dance studio. He loved dancing, and also some residential properties. Then there's Raymond Suckling, a World War II veteran and mechanical engineer who accumulated millions and donated $37 million to the Pittsburgh Foundation. Chris Dawson, a billionaire British discount chain owner, has two frugal lessons. One, never miss a chance to increase your wealth. And two, never throw anything you can use away. I'll mention just one more. Jack McDonald, a frugal Seattle resident known to have holes in his clothes and coupons in his pockets, who left $188 million in his will to three Washington institutions. Now, I came across an MSN Money article that I also want to share with you. It talks about the frugal ways of the world's wealthiest men and highlights how they continue to pinch pennies despite their billions. As the article says, some of the world's richest people live well below their means, opting for lifestyles that are anything but high maintenance and extravagant. David Churton, someone you've likely never heard of, is a mega-rich Stanford University professor who made $3.9 billion from an early investment in Google, and he's known to take thriftiness to extremes. He still lives in the modest home he bought before his Google investment, drives a Honda, cuts his own hair, and regularly asks for doggy bags at upscale restaurants. His mantra is, "Never spend in a way that I can't explain to my parents without apology or embarrassment." Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook's founder, who's been in the news of late, is worth about $65 billion, but supposedly still sort of lives like a student. Zuckerberg relies on old t-shirts and hoodies, is said to get around in a Honda Accord, which he calls safe and non-ostentatious, and he even got married in his own backyard. Michael Bloomberg of Bloomberg News says, "Pay yourself a small salary and top it up with dividends to reduce your tax bill." Bloomberg paid himself between $5,000 and $20,000 annually and has just two pairs of work shoes, which he gets resold when they wear out. Charles Dawson, a billionaire British discount chain owner, has two frugal lessons for us. One, never miss a chance to increase your wealth. And two, never throw anything you can use away. John Caldwell, another Brit, says, "I don't need to spend money to bolster my own self-esteem." Now, this self-esteem comment is a big one, because let's face it, we all know a person who uses their money to puff up their image and their self-esteem. Financier T-Bone Pickens puts together a list of what he needs beforehand, leaves the credit cards at home, and only brings enough cash with him to pay for the items on the list. Now, I would differ with T-Bone Pickens and say, use your credit cards, get your mileage, or get your cash back, and then pay them off every single month. That's today's version of using cash wisely. And finally, there's the Warren Buffett we know and love who eschews the high life and is well aware that small sums can compound to large amounts. though I think he really gets carried away sometimes. In the documentary Becoming Warren Buffett, seen on HBO, the camera goes along with him on his daily breakfast excursion to McDonald's. He tells his wife Astrid how much exact change to put in the center cup holder of his car. It's either $2.61, $2.95, or $3.17. He says, "When I'm not feeling quite so prosperous, I might go with the $2.61. That's two sausage patties, and then I put them together and I pour myself a Coke. $3.17 is a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. But the market's down this morning, so I think I'll pass up the $3.17 and go with the $2.95. The $2.95 option is the sausage McMuffin with egg and cheese." I mean, really, you know, there's nothing wrong with this, but he is worth $81.5 billion. That seems pretty over the top to me. Well, I think you get the idea. My main point is this. While we all can't be billionaires, it's literally well within the reach of every American, even those in the lowest income group, to retire a millionaire, provided they keep their family size in check and have the will to make a few small sacrifices every day, save a lot, and wisely invest for the long run.